These days, we're all tightening our belts. But what if your actual belt could earn you some extra cash? On the Vinted app, you can easily sell your clothes and accessories. And unlike many resale apps, Vinted has no selling fees, so you keep every dollar you earn. It's extra cash to spend on a fresh manicure or gas money for your next weekend getaway and a drink when you get there. Find extra money in your closet. Download the Vinted app today.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase in 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Your liberty-loving Latino am a product of GovEd. That's right, I graduated from a school called Poway High School out in Southern California. When I graduated, Poway High School was number four in the nation. It was the fourth-ranked high school in the entire country. It was good. I had great teachers. I had a great experience in my K through 12. However, today's GovEd is nothing like the GovEd I came up in. And things were already on the downhill slide now that I look back as I was coming up through GovEd. They had taken Christmas off the calendar. They had taken Easter off the calendar. And you started getting this infiltration of left-wing orthodoxy being substituted for education. The left was always correct, or left was always right inside of GovEd. And you started to see that creeping in into the educational systems of my day. Yet, the left hadn't got their meat hooks so thoroughly entrenched into GovEd. Parents still had authority, parents had a lot of say, and the impropriety that we're seeing today would never have been dreamed of in my day, some 40 years ago, I guess. Well, let me see, 38, let's say. I'm aging myself. 38-ish, 37-ish. Okay. But again, more than three decades ago, you wouldn't have critical race theory, which is the teaching of racism. You wouldn't have the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG. The schools were not a place to learn about sexual deviancy or sexual behavior. It was a place for reading, writing, arithmetic, and the sciences. That was what we were sold. Hey, just let us tax the bejesus out of you, and then we'll teach your children how to get by in a world economy, how to compete in a world economy. And that was the deal. What it's devolved into these days, folks, social engineering, is lunacy. They're sacrificing, just like government writ large is, they're sacrificing the things they should be doing to do all this extracurricular crap that they shouldn't be doing. And in so doing, they are undermining the future of this country. The worst mistake, you're going to hear me say it throughout this entire podcast, the worst mistake we ever made was allowing the government to educate our children. And we're paying a mighty price for this now. So we've got to turn around, not just for us, not just for the future of the country, but for our kids, for our children. Now, for those of you out there, well, you know what? My kids are raised and gone. Why do I have to? Well, this is the way I look at it. I mean, you are invested in maintaining the presence of America on the planet, right? Well, you should be basically leaning toward making sure that our next generation is smart enough to keep this experiment going, this experiment of a government of, by, and for the people, right? So to do that, you've got to be committed to real education, not the crap they're getting today, but real education. So it's an investment that we as a people decided we would make. Where we've gotten off the rails is government just used it as another slush fund and another bit of leverage over we the people. And so that's why I want to take away this weapon of big totalitarian government and basically put the decision-making processes in the hands of the people who deserve it, the parents. If we're going to be setting aside funds for the education of our children on the premise that an educated population makes for a better country and a better world, then okay. But the people who need to dictate where that money goes, the money needs to follow the child, and the best determinant of how that child is best educated is 100% the parents. Now, Merrick Garland and Joe Biden think you're all a bunch of terrorists out there, you parents, who object to the way GovEd is doing things. I do not share that assessment. And so I believe the parents have
a liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment.
One of my next guests,
he's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Completely out of education. So we'll talk about it, the future of education, and the future of our kids on the Salcedo Storm Podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
All right, folks, we want to get to our guests. One lady you probably know, another lady you're going to know because she does a lot of reporting in the state of Texas that is far-reaching. Let me introduce first Sam Sorbo, award-winning actress, filmmaker, author, and education freedom advocate. She speaks nationwide on education, has three children with her hubby Kevin Sorbo. You all know him from film and television as well. Find everything you need to know about Sam at samsorbo.com and sorbostudios.com. And also, Sydney Henry, she's a Texas Scorecard Capital correspondent. Ladies, a pleasure to have you on the Salcedo Storm Podcast.
Great to be here.
Lovely to be here.
All right, Sam, I'm going to let Sydney tee us up, and we're going to be hearing about some of the things she's been finding and reporting on that basically make people like you and me go, "You've got to be kidding me!" Sydney, you discovered something about something that's happening in Texas with the social studies curriculum. Tell us what you found.
Of course. So the Texas State Board of Education, every little bit as we go along, they will revamp the educational standards for different curriculum. Social studies is currently up for K-8. And right now, they released the TEKS earlier this month, which are basically the standards. They released them earlier this month, and they were just shocking, honestly. There was all of this emphasis on globalism. There was so many different ways that activists could take this in a certain direction. And parents were upset.
Right. Well, give us some examples, and then I'm going to tee it up to Sam.
Of course. So, like, in terms of globalists, they wanted kindergartners to understand that world leaders would cooperate through world organizations. And then in first grade, they actually wanted students to be able to identify the British royal family and explain why they're important. Like, this is America. Why are we teaching why is this important for a six-year-old to know? This is foundational elements of their education, and this is what we're putting the emphasis on?
Right. You know, Sam, you would think we'd want to teach our children the foundations of the American Constitution, the Constitution that was responsible for building the most successful nation in human history. But apparently, even in the conservative state of Texas, that isn't happening. Your reaction?
Well, I think that's really one of the salient points is that this is in Texas. And, you know, I talk to a lot of parents who I always try to convince homeschooling is the best way forward. It's so far better than any other way forward. And I often get hit with this, yeah, I understand the schools are really bad. Not my school, though. My school's the exception. Mm-hmm. Our school is a really wonderful school. All of our teachers are wonderful Christian teachers, or whatever sort of nonsense they come up with. And I try to tell them it's not the school building. It's the individuals who are in the school building. It's the curricula that has already been chosen by people you've never met that you have to be careful of. It's the people who wrote the textbooks and then rewrote them. Why do they rewrite textbooks? Why? Why should they ever rewrite a math book for fourth grade? We have math. It works. That's the way it should be taught. But they rewrote everything with Common Core.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing the worst test results ever. We're seeing the worst student performance ever. We are 30th in the world. America is 30th in the world. And so these stories out of Texas are, sadly, they are not surprising to me. They're saddening because, yes, even the great state of Texas has fallen to the woke.
Yeah. And you know what? We're 30th in the world in academic performance, but we're number one in money poured into GovEd. So all
of
that.
Course.
Yeah, we spend the most per capita per student and we get 30th. Ranked in the world. Cindy, do us a favor. Go down some of these other egregious curricula changes that you found just in social studies. I mean, we haven't gotten into anything else, but just in the social studies program.
Of course. So these were from earlier this month. I have to tell you, they've just recently, earlier this week, they released the updated TEKS. They sent them back to the work group. They're like, okay, you guys need to work on this some more. We want some more Texas history. And actually, all of these ones that we originally identified earlier this month, they have been removed with the exception of one. They have all been removed from the social studies thing. So we're seeing a little bit of improvement. But sadly, there's still some in there where it's still not perfect. You know, it's still...
I just
want to jump in
here. Go ahead, Sam.
Because here's the thing. If you discover that the babysitter who you, by the way, interviewed and you talked to her references and whatever, and you discover that she's slipping your kid extra, you know, not good food, or that she's hitting your child, but only just the one time, right? Do you hire her again? No. No, you remove the offensive behavior. You simply remove her from your house. And yet we're saying things like, and no offense, Sydney, because obviously you don't mean anything by this. The problem is the offensive behavior is there. They are trying to do this. Oh, they got caught. So they're going to revamp it. You know, even in my state of Florida, which is a great state. And it's fabulous that they put in these new parameters on education here, so that they just removed 40 books from the roster of books that were approved.
Yeah.
That, you know, they removed them from the previously approved list. They said, these are books that we will not be. But you know what they did? The textbook manufacturers came and said, well, we'll fix them. And they said, okay, you get another chance. No. If you have nefarious purposes against my child, you don't get another chance.
True. One and done, as far as I'm concerned. With my kid, it's one and done. Folks, we're talking to Sam Sorbo. You know her. She's an award-winning actress, and she is what I call one of the staunchest mama bears out there for school choice in the country. And also Sydney Henry, Texas Scorecard Capital correspondent. And you know, This whole issue with GovEd has been infuriating, not only about what's going on in the rest of the country, Sydney, but right here in our own backyard in the great state of Texas. If it's mm-hmm. And I've said, if it's happening here, it's happening everywhere. For example, Texas has been, and I know you've probably done some reporting on this, Texas has been at the forefront, in particular a school district called Keller, with having these books that can only be classified as child pornography or smut that has been either required reading or available to our kids. And then when they're found out inside of GovEd, some people get persnickety and upset. Then they start complaining about things like the Bible, like they did in Keller, or the diary of Anne Frank, to get it yanked mm-hmm. off of shelves because of these complaints. What have you been discovering as you've been monitoring GovEd in the state of Texas?
oh, if it's happening in one district, it's pretty much happening in all of them. Sure, we've seen Keller, we've seen Belton, we've seen Waller, we've seen Fredericksburg, even these like small towns where you don't expect it to happen. It's happening, and it's happening everywhere.
Yeah, and you know, and Sam, lawmakers in the state of Pennsylvania just sent a letter to the governor of that state talking about these smutty books there. They were only Republicans, naturally, and they sent this letter saying, look at all these books. A Gender Queer was one of them that seems to be making the rounds out of all the school districts around the country. But I mean, it is terrible stuff. It is grooming, no?
Oh, absolutely. It is grooming. But here's what's happened. And it's, I want to be clear with parents. The reason that parents are putting up with any of this is because they also were submitted to grooming. Okay. They were submitted into a system that taught them to not make discernments, to not be able to discern between good and evil. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, some of us still have retained that capacity, right? So I can look at that and I can say, that's evil. That will come nowhere near my child. They don't get a second chance. We're done with that. But we've been incapacitated by our very education system. And I hesitate to call it that. It's really just a system of schooling, right? We've been schooled to not react to that. We've been schooled to sit down, behave, don't ask questions, and don't raise objections, because that's just your opinion. And you're not even entitled to your opinion. Other people, the experts, believe that the gender queer whatever stuff that they're putting over on these kids is proper. And so you have a mass of parents who are like, gee, it seems like it's kind of wrong to me, but I don't know what to do. And then the next question is, well, how could I possibly homeschool? I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
Well, yeah. So here's the thing. If you think that you can't, you've been engineered to think that you can't. They taught you to think that you can't. Why would you send your child to them, the people who incapacitated you, made you incapable, right?
Yeah, the mother of one of my goddaughters, she has 7 children. She homeschools them all, and she's in a doctorate degree program right now. Those who are saying you can't do it, you can, if as long as you have the education of your children at heart, Sydney. The problems in GovEd across Texas are chronicled. You know, you heard Sam earlier bring up Common Core. That was our first round. The state of Texas banned it. Other states banned it. So they just renamed it and brought it in. Now we're battling.
Hold on. But just to be clear, that wasn't the first round. That was the 9th round. We had 9 overhauls of our education system in under 30 years. That's one every 3 years.
Okay.
Purporting to, quote, fix the problem. Okay.
Yeah.
And everyone cost a bundle, and none of them resulted in results that we would consider successful. But I will tell you, they are being successful by their own metrics.
Well, sure.
Okay. And that's what we have to get through our pretty little noggins, is that they actually are succeeding, and we don't like what they're doing because they're succeeding. Don't think that the schools are broken. The schools are working according to their plan.
Right. You don't,
but if you're clever, you don't like their plan.
You don't elect a guy by the name of Joe Biden, Beijing Biden, unless you've dumbed down the population sufficiently enough over the generations to actually think of that actually voting for that guy was something that was appropriate. But Sydney, where I was going, Sydney, was this: is if it's happening in Texas, and I've said this often, it's happening worse in other parts of the country. So we battled Common Core, Sydney, and they changed the name. Then we got critical race theory. So they banned critical race theory, but it comes back as a different type of name under a different type of study. Now we're battling
emotional learning.
Yeah, social emotional learning, exactly. Mm-hmm. And now, Sydney, we're battling the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, Marxist, cultural Marxism agenda. Go through some of the history in Texas and some of your reporting that's been outing this stuff.
Oh, of course. So actually, the reason parents still need to make their voices known in these upcoming hearings next week for the State Board of Education is they still include an LGBT figure in 6th grade social studies. They still want to talk about pride in 8th grade. This is still in there. It may, like I said, it may have gotten a little better, but there's still reasons to be upset and still reasons to fight back.
Yeah. And Sam, I think when we're talking about either homeschooling or school choice, if you want to send your child to a religious school, that's an acknowledgement that parents should be the arbiters of whether or not their children learn this stuff. And I think the government-run schools were never set up to us to say, hey, we're going to teach your kids racism. We're going to teach them how to hate white people. Hey, we're going to teach your kids about sexual deviancy. Hey, we're going to teach your kids about same-sex marriage and all this nonsense. And that was never what they were set up to do, right?
Well, I think the schools were set up to do that. I think that what we're seeing in the schools is the culmination of years of this progressive agenda that began well over 100 years ago.
Well, that's so, poor. Yes, wait a minute. That was poor phrasing on my part. Maybe that was the intent, but it wasn't sold to us that way. They didn't say, hey, let's start Gov Ed so we can teach your children to hate white people. They never said that to us. But that's why they're taking the money out of our pockets, right?
Right. It's a bait and switch. That's exactly correct.
Right.
And we were sold one thing, but we're being given another. And we have been served with a lack of discernment to know enough to say, wait a minute, that's not what you told me you were going to do. And by the way, what they set out to do is really the opposite of what they're promising. It's not just a diversion. It's exactly the opposite, because what they teach in school is don't ask, don't try, don't think. Those three things are the foundational lessons that you learn in school. And that is the opposite of education.
No.
And so this is what, so people can go to samsorbo.com and find all of my resources. This is what I train parents in. And what I want parents to understand is don't homeschool. Okay. It's not schooling at home. It is not school at home. It doesn't matter your level of education. The idea behind education is to teach your child how to be a responsible adult. How to be a good person, how to be strong, how to make decisions, how to understand the difference between good and evil. It's a much bigger thing than what we are sold as education, which is basically just academics. And so don't think that you have to do all the academics for your child. You don't, because the idea behind home learning is you teach your child how to learn. You know how to learn, because you will tell me, you'll guarantee to me that most of the stuff that you learned after you left college or after you left school,
mm-hmm.
because you can't learn anything that you don't first decide to teach yourself. Okay. You make the decision. You can be coerced into making a decision, but we all know the paradigm where you memorize everything for the exam and then you forget it the moment that you step out of the classroom. So that's not learning. That's just memorization. So what I'm talking about is an entirely different paradigm. It's an entirely different definition of the word education. It's the true definition of the word education. We've been sold a lie for so long, we don't know the difference. And I'm here to show you what the difference is, and that you can get this done, and you can preserve your family, and you can preserve your children in the long run. And in the long run, it's better for you.
Well, and better for society, better for everybody. Folks, we're talking to Sam Sorbo, samsorbo.com and sorbostudios.com, and Sydney Henry, she's the Texas Scorecard Capital correspondent. So, ladies, let's pivot now to brass tacks here, where let's face it. 21 states are among the civilized states. They allow parental school choice. Sydney, with your reporting and knowing the lay of the land and the pressure from outraged parents, we have a legislative session coming up in Texas after this election, and the session's coming up in next year.
January, yes,
yeah,
sir.
In January. So knowing where the tea leaves are falling and talking to parents and knowing how things are going here in Texas, I can speak from experience, the pressure is tremendous on these lawmakers. I need to know from you, are these lawmakers getting the message, or are they going to do what they've always done, in particular the Republicans, stab parents in the back and tell them no school choice for you? Read the tea leaves for us.
So I think we'll have to wait and see, honestly. Governor Greg Abbott signaled his support for some school choice legislation. Lieutenant Governor Patrick seems to be on board, and several state reps have. Parents are angry and parents are fussing, and that makes people sit up and pay attention, because parents vote. And the 5,000 grassroots delegates to the Republican Party of Texas, they actually, one of their priorities for this legislative session, one of eight, is for parental rights and educational freedom, and that includes the choice of schooling and funding students, not systems.
Right, and if I may add to that too, I don't know if you saw the Texas Public Policy Foundation poll that talked to just Latinos, Hispanics in the state of Texas. 78%, regardless of political party, 78% of those individuals in the Hispanic community said the money should follow the child and the parents should make that determination. Also, there was a Democrat Morning News poll that said 57% of independents, 59% of Democrats, and 69% of Republicans in Texas want parental school choice. I don't know. I think it's political suicide from any lawmaker to deny this. But Sam, this is your specialty. Give some advice to voters, to parents. They want to put the screws to these politicians. How do they go about putting maximum pressure?
Oh, how do they go about putting maximum pressure? They need to make their voices heard. You know, this is a foundational issue. We need more parents involved. We need parents to get louder. We need more parents at school board meetings. We need more parents, you know, campaigning for their school board candidates. And we need them calling their representatives and letting them know that they want some action on this. I'm conflicted over school choice because I don't think any child belongs in school. I think that school is, by and large, anti-educational. So I struggle with that. But if it's taking money out of the, and by the way, I also believe that the government has no business in education, full stop.
Amen.
So it's tough for me to say, hey, let's just take the money from the taxpayers and have the government send it different places. School choice is hard for a lot of independent, say, curricula providers, because now the government's going to get involved in whether you can spend your money on this place or the other place. And whether the government is willing to spend, I mean, we just had the Supreme Court case up in Maine, and the Supreme Court weighed in, which was interesting because it's kind of none of their business, but they weighed in and said, no, Maine, you have to, if you're going to send money to a secular school, then you have to agree to send money to a religious school. I would argue they are both religious schools, and the government has no business being involved in the establishment of religion. That's the first clause, right?
Wow.
So the government really has no say there, but the Supreme Court weighed in. And so now we're going to see that across the states, but there are places, and I know Classical Conversations for one of them. The woman who founded Classical Conversations will never look for accolades from the government, will never look for accreditation. And so if the government is now controlling the funds that follow the student and the parent gets to direct them, the government is going to say, yeah, but you can't direct them to buying your son a moped, right? But right. What if the son wants to, you know, pursue moped, whatever, right? and the parent says, but that's my son's educational thing. He's interested in mopeds and I want to buy them. So the government is going to have to come in and say, well, we don't deem that to be educational. Well, if Classical Conversations doesn't ask for government, accreditation, then none of the money will go to her. They'll put her out of business. Do you see what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I hear you. It's a little bit fraught with, you know, the more we allow the government to become involved, the worse it is. So it's a double-edged sword for me. The more we starve our public schools of money, the better off we are.
Yeah, government-run schools.
And so I'm...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The government run schools?
Yeah, we call them government run schools.
But at the same
yeah.
time, it's a double edged sword.
Okay. In wrapping up here, Sydney, I want you to give us a preview from what you're going to be covering in the coming weeks, months, maybe into the first part of the session. What's the next big endeavor you're digging into? Are you just going to keep monitoring what the rollout of these criteria coming from Texas schools? What's next on your plate?
Of course. So we're definitely going to keep monitoring what's coming out of the State Board of Education. We're going to keep watching parents. Parents have flipped school boards across the state. They're winning some of these book battles. There's still a fight ahead, but we're going to keep watching parents and see what they do to actually make a difference and make a better change.
Yeah, you should have seen what happened in Florida. I mean, it was a drubbing. Nobody wants these socialists and these statists in charge of our children. Sam, so what is up next for you? As far as I think I can classify your take on this as kind of more of a libertarian point of view, which, as you know, libertarians and conservatives are cousins ideologically. So What is your next big initiative?
So I run conferences now to train parents in a new way to think about education, because we've been abused for too long by our schools, and we have all suffered school abuse. And so we no longer know how to think about education. So I help them redefine what we mean by the word education and what their goals are for their child. For instance, the school tells us that their highest aim is college prep and career readiness. Are they achieving that? Heck no. Career ready? Are you kidding me? Biden just paid off student loans for kids because they can't afford, they can't hold a job, much less have a career, right? And so then it comes down to college prep. Well, what is college prep? College prep is simply convincing you to go borrow a lot of money to send your kid to college. That's actually called a Ponzi scheme, right? Borrow money so that you can put it into the system so that you get a big payout at the end. That's a Ponzi scheme. That's a pyramid scheme. And so that's what our schools are. But I can go one step further, because if that's their highest value, if that's what they see for your child, then they define your child as a cash machine. Well, that's not what I gave birth to. That's not my highest aspiration for my child. My highest aspiration for my child is not that he makes a gobload ton of money. My highest aspiration is for his happiness, for his well-being, for him to be a productive individual, to have a family, to love and be loved, and know how to give and forgive, and all of the things that make us humans, right?
Right.
And so we need to rethink this whole thing. We've been sold a bill of goods. It's most obvious right now, and I can break you free of that, and I can show you how. So I've got a couple of conferences already on the schedule. I think it's January 22nd in Venice, Florida. I've got one in Fort Myers next April. I'm working on dates for Orlando in March. And so I'm moving full steam ahead. And what's exciting, by the way, I also have Underground Education, which is an online community. So you can go there. It's free. Join the community. Go to my website to find it and join the community and start asking people questions.
Well, you might want to
do this.
Just
right?
A humble suggestion. You might want to add Texas to your your rounds are going to be making, because I think a lot of folks, and in particular, maybe you could time it when session gets in gear, which is the first of the year in January. I think our elected leaders here in the Texas State House would do well to get exposed to Sam Sorbo and her ideas on education. I think you'd shock the hell out of a lot of them. And you know what? And by the way, Sam and Sydney, this is the first time you guys have met. So, Sydney, I'm going to make sure that you get Sam's contact information so you can interview her in case she does show up into Texas and want to present some of those ideas. But ladies, hey, look.
Well, listen.
Go ahead.
I'm happy to come to Texas. I just need a little bit of infrastructure on the ground there. So if anybody's interested, just reach out to me. Go to Underground Education. You can contact me there, and we'll get it set up. It's a day long seminar. We'll get you involved and get you on your way. And it is I can't tell you, it is so much easier than they lead you to believe to home educate your children. And it's so much more rewarding than they would ever let you dream. You have no idea what you're sacrificing when you drop your kids off at the school door.
Parents have to make up their mind. They love their children more than they love big government. Love your kids more than big government, folks. And remember, the worst mistake this country ever made was allowing the government to educate our children. Sam Sorbo, award-winning actress, filmmaker, author, education freedom. Go to samsorbo.com, folks, and check out what she has to offer for you parents out there. And Sydney Henry, you can find her articles at texasscorecard.com. She is the Texas Scorecard Capital Correspondent. Ladies, I really appreciate the visit.
Thank you so much.
And that there, my friends, puts a wrap on a very important Salcedo Storm podcast. This is the one you share. This is the one you start getting the word out. It is high time that American parents took back the education of their children, took a greater active role. They are the decision makers, not the federal government, not the state governments. Okay? All right. So, a couple of websites I want you. I'm going to give you some homework. Huh? Talking about schools, here's your homework. Go to the Texas Scorecards website, TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. The latest news impacting Texas and the country. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you can find me. You can leave me an email. You can leave me a voicemail. You can check out how to book me for a speech. Track down the Chris Salcedo Show there on AM 700 KSEV, where you can hear me every morning. There's an app for that, so you can hear that all over the country. Also, on Newsmax, 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday, and always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this: a society's worth, meaning its value, isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
These days, we're all tightening our belts. But what if your actual belt could earn you some extra cash? On the Vinted app, you can easily sell your clothes and accessories. And unlike many resale apps, Vinted has no selling fees, so you keep every dollar you earn. It's extra cash to spend on a fresh manicure or gas money for your next weekend getaway and a drink when you get there. Find extra money in your closet. Download the Vinted app today.